With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Supreme Court ruling could have political implications on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The ruling has called for an end to state subsidies for ultra-Orthodox men who do not serve in the country's military beginning next week. Netanyahu's fragile coalition is split into two camps, ultra-Orthodox lawmakers and popular centrist leaders. The ultra-Orthodox say they'll fight any attempt that will make their base serve in the military. Netanyahu has until Monday to come up with a plan to present to the court. If the Orthodox camp decide to leave the government, the coalition would almost certainly collapse. This could mean the country will have to call for new elections. Not a good time for Netanyahu, who's trailing significantly in the polls. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, the solar eclipse coming up a little more than a week away, and experts offering quite a warning.
The sun's UV radiation is capable of destroying the soft tissue in the back of your eyeballs. It's not very nice. It can cause severe and sometimes permanent damage to your vision. So if you are viewing the solar eclipse directly, you're going to need solar eclipse glasses or a solar viewer to directly view it. And if you don't have that, you shouldn't be looking at the sun.
Astronomer Jake Foster. AT&T is starting now to notify millions of customers about the theft of personal data. Telecommunications giant says data set found on the dark web contains information like social security numbers for about 7 million current AT&T account holders and some 65 million former holders. The company says it has already reset the passcodes of current users and will continue to communicate with all of those involved. This is SRN News. Make no mistake, evangelical Christians like Donald Trump.
The latest survey from the Pew Research Center finds that 67% of white evangelical Protestants say they have a favorable view of the former president, making them the faith group most loyal to him heading into the 2024 election. 51% of white Catholics also have a favorable view of Mr. Trump. Those groups most likely to have an unfavorable opinion of the former president include atheists and agnostics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In West Virginia, Republican Governor Jim Justice signing a measure that will allow public school teachers to discuss creationism in science classes. The measure was proposed by lawmaker Amy Grady, herself a former school teacher, who says her fellow educators often feel constrained to answer kids' questions about the origin of life strictly by referencing the theory of evolution. This is SRN News. Hiring problems may be easing for small business.
The CBIZ Small Business Employment Index reported a seasonally adjusted increase of 0.17% in February as the U.S. economy stays strong despite high interest rates. Small businesses have a tougher time retaining workers since they often can't offer higher salaries or other perks like health insurance. The CBIZ Index tracks hiring among thousands of companies with 300 or fewer employees. In February, 20% of companies in the index hired more staff, while 60% made no change to their headcounts. Meanwhile, 20% cut staff. John Scott reporting.
Office manager at a newspaper in Kansas, the latest employee to sue over the raid last year. Sherry Bentz alleges she was unlawfully detained and her cell phone seized. That in the August 11th raid of police by the Marion County Record. More details at SRNnews.com.